The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Amen, I say to you, it will be hard for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of heaven. Again, I say to you, it is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." When the disciples heard this, they were greatly astonished and said, "Who then can be saved?" Jesus looked at them and said, "For men, this is impossible, but for God, all things are possible." Then Peter said to him in reply, "We have given up everything and followed you. What will there be for us?" Jesus said to them, "Amen, I say to you, that you who have followed me, in the new age, when the Son of Man is seated on his throne in glory, will yourselves sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone who has given up houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or children or lands for the sake of my name will receive 100 times more and will inherit eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last will be first." The Gospel of the Lord. Good, and so once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. I thought I'd tell you a little bit more about the Old Testament once again, just for fun, because we're continuing to hear just a few days out of the year here from the book of Judges, the book of God's flawed heroes. And today, on our first reading, you hear about one of the most famous judges of all. You've probably heard of this judge, Gideon. And if you've heard of Gideon before, you might think of him as being some kind of great military leader, some kind of mighty commander, something very powerful and strong. You might have heard of him before. What you have to understand out of the first reading is that the book of Judges goes out of its way to show you that Gideon is a weakling and a coward. Very important. In fact, that's the foundation of his whole life. Let's remember the story of the book of Judges as a generality. If you heard me yesterday, you heard me say this before, that Judges is a story of the people of Israel that break God's commandments, and then they fall into distress, cry out to God for help. God sends a judge or a champion to deliver them. Well, by the time you get to Gideon in the book of Judges, this has happened 4 times. And right now, the Israelite people are being oppressed at the hands of the Midianites, the most powerful army in the world at the time. And to fight back against the power of the Midianites, God hears the people's call, and he sends them Gideon of Manasseh, the most unlikely hero of all. Okay? Gideon was the lowest member of the least family of the last tribe of Israel. This is the one who God calls to go up against the most powerful army in the world. Honestly, if you want to think about Gideon, just think about Pee Wee Herman, okay? He's basically Pee Wee Herman. And he's a man of little faith and even less courage. He's called by God while he's threshing out grain in a wine press. Allow me to explain. A wine press was always in the center of a vineyard. It was a private place. It was a protected place. A threshing floor was always a public place and an open place. So Gideon is threshing grain in a wine press, which means he's scared to death all day long of the Midianites. This is where God calls Gideon. And Gideon won't say yes to God right away. He requires miracles. He requires multiple miracles. He requires multiple examples of miraculous proof before he'll finally say yes to God. But God does this deliberately because he wants to show through Gideon that he's able to work through the least human instrument so that all the glory goes to God alone. It's the message to the people that God's going to give through Gideon. So he calls Gideon, and it doesn't show up in our reading today, to fight back against the Midianites. So let me paint the scene for you right here. Imagine the Midianite army, 135,000 strong, imposing, intimidating, and powerful on one side. And on the other side, is the army of Israel. 30,000 strong, but raging with righteous indignation, Gideon rallies up the troops. And he says, for 7 years, the Midianites have oppressed us. They've invaded our lands. They've ransacked our cities, and they've destroyed our crops. And we're not going to take it anymore. And the people say, yeah, we're not going to take it anymore. Today we fight. And the people say, yeah, today we fight. Then Gideon says, just one problem. It's just that there's so many of you guys here that, you know, when we win, it's not exactly going to look like a miracle. So I need some of you guys to go home. Just anybody who doesn't feel like being here today, you can just go home. So 20,000 people get up and go home. He's left with 10,000 people. He goes, great. But here's the trouble. I still got too many of you guys here. I need fewer. And he keeps busting them down until he has 300 people. And he wins. Pee Wee Herman beats the most powerful army in the world when he's outnumbered, you know, more than a 1,000 to 1. And he wins. Why does he do this? God wants to teach the people a message. And let's not misunderstand. God wants to teach us a message. It's the hardest messages to learn. Actually, two messages. Number one, God really does provide. And number two, God alone really is enough. Really hard lessons to learn, but he needs you to learn them. It's why Jesus says what he says in the gospel here. It's why it's hard for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of heaven. Because surrounded by so many material resources and so much worldly power, it's quite impossible to really trust in God. There's plenty of rich people that get into heaven. However, they're always very poor as they do so. Somehow, God makes everyone learn these lessons. That God really does provide, and that God alone really is enough. And to teach you that lesson, if you're willing to follow him, he will strip you of everything that you're relying on. With a spiritual sword in the depths of your soul, he'll cut away from your heart all the things that you're relying on so that you'll learn this lesson. And the good news is, once you learn that lesson, it's a lesson of great joy and peace and relief, which is why Jesus says here in the gospel, anyone who's left behind houses or brothers or sisters or children or lands will receive 100 times more. What's the 100 times more that you receive? Do you really think you get more stuff? No, that wouldn't make any sense. What you receive is God himself. You receive God himself in proportion as you are detached from material things. And anybody who wants to follow the Lord must learn these very important but painful lessons. He really does provide. He really is enough. Just one more lesson today from the book of Judges, the book of God's flawed heroes who are flawed and knew it, but teach us something very important, that in spite of their flaws, they still said yes, and God still worked through them. Let's you and I do the same and ask for the prayers of the saints to help us here today. St. Bernard of Clairvaux, pray for us.